What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. A total of three people have died in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19, reported the Ministry of Health on Tuesday. In its epidemiological report, the ministry highlighted that they updated a death from a previous day, so the accumulated number of deaths in the country amounts to 8,122. Regarding the new infections, the health authorities indicated that 382 were registered in the last 24 hours. They applied 7,350 tests, returning a positivity of 5.2%. Active cases total 3,030, of which 2,881 are in home isolation and 149 hospitalised. Those in isolation are divided into 2,843 at home and 38 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those that are hospitalised, we have 127 patients in the wards and we have 22 patients in the intensive care units. The latest figures from the Ministry of Health highlight that at least 1.3 million people already have the complete vaccination scheme against COVID-19, which is the three doses. According to the vaccination report, since January of 2021, 7,723,436 doses against the virus have been administered, of which 1,365,857 correspond to booster doses or third doses. It is important to note that so far only a third dose has been approved for people over 16 years of age, whose target population to be immunised is 2.6 million. In other words, at least 50% of this group has completed the vaccination cycle. The third doses began to be applied last October and began with people with compromised immune systems. The ministry reported that 85.2% of the population able to be vaccinated from the age of 5 has at least one dose. In people with two doses, the percentage is 74.6%. In Panama, the health teams continue with the immunisation process at the national level, and next week they will go to the schools to continue with the application of paediatric doses. After 2 years of distance and blended classes, the 2022 school year began on Monday with a 5% increase in student enrolment in official schools and a 15% drop in private schools. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, recognised that they have a saturation in the official classrooms. She added that this year there has been the migration of almost 2,000 students, but the great migration occurred last year with more than 14,000. The situation adds urgency to the need to recover the learning lost in 2 years of the pandemic. To meet the demand of users when face-to-face classes begin in schools, the Ministry of Health authorised 100% capacity in the Metrobus transport units. The MiBus company reported that about 10,000 trips will be made daily to mobilise more than 400,000 passengers. This will help meet the high demand for the routes more frequently in the morning, midday and in the evening hours, he said. In a statement, the company assures that in the face of this new capacity, preventative biosecurity measures must be reinforced, such as the use of the mask, the face shield and alcohol gel before, during and after the trip. The First Superior Court of the First Judicial District of Panama ordered to allow the civil complaint filed by former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal against the former Attorney General of the nation, Kenia Porcel. In July of 2020, the Third Civil Court, under the charge of Ana Zita Ro, did not accept the lawsuit filed by the lawyer Alfredo Vallarino on behalf of Martinelli. Roe argued that she was not competent to carry out the process and that the matter had to be presented before the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice. Roe's decision was appealed and in a ruling dated March the 4th of 2022, the magistrate of the First Superior Court under the presentation of Miguel Espino held that although Porcel served as prosecutor from January the 1st of 2015 until January the 1st of 2020, the facts referred to by the plaintiff consist of statements made by her in a personal capacity and not the product of an administrative act. That is to say, Porcel provided the statements that are the object of the lawsuit while she held the position of attorney but not in the exercise of this. So the Article 1635 of the Civil Code is not applicable to her, which states that the state, the decentralized institutions of the state, and the municipality are responsible when the damage is caused through the official who properly corresponds to the management carried out within the exercise of their functions. The Superior Court concludes that the lawsuit filed against Porcel meets the requirements for its admission, in addition to the fact that the facts presented by the plaintiff do not show that there are claims against the state, as the judge erroneously warned in her justification for the non-acceptance of this application. Judge Anna Zita Rose's ruling last May not only did not admit the civil lawsuit, but also annulled the sequestration that weighed on the assets and accounts of the former attorney. Rowe also declared unacceptable the conduct displayed by the parties and the lawyers involved in the process and asked the plenary of the Supreme Court of Justice to urgently carry out the necessary actions to process protection of the independence of the court in this case. With regards to Martinelli, the judge emphasised that his conduct reflects that he will use the judicial power to threaten or obtain ends other than justice, and from Porcel that she does not have the right to defend herself by accusing the judicial authority of committing crimes or the justice system in general of losing the impartiality and independence that should characterise her actions. The mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, declared on Tuesday morning that he is not afraid of revoking his mandate because he never violated the law. Fábrega insisted to journalists that he has always acted transparently and in accordance with the law. I can't say any more because we haven't been notified. The official recalled that he was popularly elected by more than 175,000 votes and that his actions have always been in accordance with the decentralization law. He added that after being notified by the Electoral Tribunal as to a process to revoke his mandate was admitted, his lawyers will take action on the matter. To say anything more would be to speculate, he insisted. When asked if it was true that he filed an appeal of unconstitutionality before the Supreme Court against the revocation of the mandate, Fábrega said that he gave a power of attorney to his lawyers and they are doing whatever is required in their actions. This Monday, the 7th of March, the Electoral Court notified that it admitted the revocation process of the mandate presented against Fábrega. The lawyer, Roberto Ruiz Diaz, who was the one who submitted the request to start the revocation process for Fábrega, recalled that more than 200,000 signatures need to be collected to make his request effective. Ruiz Diaz explained that the resolution of the Tribunal Electoral Court will be sent to the Electoral Prosecutor's Office and Fábrega will be notified, who has the right to file an appeal with the National Directorate of Electoral Organisation. The Court of Honour of the Cambio Democrático, the CD party, rejected an appeal for reconsideration presented by a group of 15 deputies to whom the group's Attorney General is following a disciplinary process that would lead to the revocation of their mandate. The court also approved maintaining the disciplinary process for the commission of acts contrary to the postulates contained in the statute of the party. The group is also accused of not following the guidelines laid out by the party's president, Romelu Roux, and the CD's National Board of Directors. The deputies that make up the dissident group have tried to call an extraordinary convention to expel Roux from the Board of Directors. However, so far, they have not achieved their goal. On December the 3rd of 2021, it was learned that the party's prosecutor, Raul Andrade, requested the expulsion and revocation of the mandate of the group of 15 deputies who oppose Roux. Andrade's statements were made after the Court of Honour and Discipline of the CD admitted the complaint he filed against the party's leader and general secretary, Yanabel Abrego. The complaint was also filed against deputies Dalia Bernal, Mayen Correa, Hennessy Arona, Alain Cedeño, José María Herrera, Sergio Galvez, Nelson Jackson, Fátima Agrizal, Hernán Delgado, Arnulfo Díaz, Lilia Batista, Leopoldo Benedetti, and Marilyn Vairino and Leopoldo Archibald. The revelations of the La Prensa newspaper that detailed that one of the main contractors of the state, Bagatrack SA, sold by triangulation to the president of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, and influential deputy of the National Assembly, Benicio Robinson, a farm in Bocchetti in Chiriquí, close to the area where the company was simultaneously carrying out improvement works on public infrastructure, require an exhaustive investigation. This was stated on Monday by voices of organised civil society. Opposition politicians, however, avoided referring to the issue. La Prensa contacted or made arrangements to find out the opinion of Romelu Roux from the Democratic Change, José Isabel Blandón, the Panamanista Party, and Ricardo Lombana, Otro Camino, and none of them responded. Olga de Obaldía from the Foundation for the Development of Citizen Freedom said that the report evidences the capture of the state for the service of private economic interests. In addition, on her Twitter account, the Foundation said that the information reveals possible acts of corruption that range from bribes, rigged public contracts, to bribery companies that continue to contract with the state. The Colombian Attorney General's office requested before a judge on Tuesday, the 8th of March, the criminal lawyer Diego Cadena be sent to prison after he travelled to Panama, despite the fact that he was under home arrest at that time. Last February, Cadena, who is being prosecuted for the alleged crimes of procedural fraud and witness bribery, travelled to Panama City. The international media have published that one of the proofs of Cadena's contempt is a photograph in which he is seen sitting in a restaurant in a hotel in Panama. Cadena was the lawyer for former President Ricardo Martinelli, whom he represented in a case in which the Spanish newspaper El Mundo was sued for a story published in October of 2019, referring to the case that is followed by managers of the construction company Fomento de Construcciones y Contratas, FCC, for payments of bribes in Panama. According to the newspaper El Tiempo, Cadena was in Panama for a few days, despite the fact that in December 2021, a judge had revoked his freedom and ordered his house arrest. Cadena was also a lawyer for former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe. Now, according to Infobae, the prosecutor, Daniel Hernandez, pointed out that for having defrauded the good faith of Colombian justice by having travelled to Panama during the month of February, despite the fact that since 2020 he had a house arrest measure, it is necessary that Cadena be sent to prison. During his alleged statement, Hernandez recalled that there are Colombian migration records which show that Cadena left the country without the permission of a judge. The prosecutor also recalled, according to Infobae, that his lawyer, Ivan Cancino, offered some statements in which he acknowledged that his client had travelled outside the country. And that's it. There we go. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.